Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If there was something that frustrated me about the Bills' offensive performance against Arizona, it was the first down run rate. 75% running the ball on first down, and that went to 76.5% in the second half. And the success rate, the yards per carry, just went down and down and down as the game moved along. And so I thought the Bills kind of made it harder than they had to in the second half. How often did Josh Allen and the offense have to overcome being in second and 10 just over and over because those first down runs were stuffed in the second half?
Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. Okay, a couple of numbers on that. And then I got to tell you something. The 1992 AFC Championship game. I know.
Okay. 92.
Yeah.
You're not here.
I'm going to blow your mind about something maybe you did or did not know.
About the 1992 AFC Championship
about game? About 1992 in general.
Okay.
But first, the numbers. So that's Joe Marino on the Bills and running the ball. And after the Arizona game, the Bills win. And if there's any argument Bills fans are having with each other, it's about the style of offense. Did they run it too much? Run-pass ratio? My takeaway from the game was, among other things, that this is the closest we've seen to the Bills be a run-heavy team. It's only 1 week, so it doesn't always have to be this way. And you pointed out, once they got pass-heavy, they started scoring.
Yes.
Which is...
it's the only time they really scored.
Yeah.
They kicked two field goals when they weren't throwing the ball.
The Bills finished number two in the NFL... offensively, an EPA per play.
All right.
In week one.
Let's go.
The only offense that had a better expected points per play is Tampa, who had a good day too. But the Bills were a very good offense. Their drop back EPA was also second best, only to Tampa.
Love it.
Their rush EPA. Now that's, again, it's key. It's not pass and run. It's drop back. Josh Allen running the ball is a drop back. He runs it and goes, he makes great plays on drop backs. Their rush EPA was a negative. -1.15. Like, I don't need to know the numbers, what they mean. You don't need me to tell you -0.153 and Tampa was what you learn when you look at this is that a lot of teams, their EPA running the ball is negative and passing the ball is positive. Every team is better, adds more to their game, almost every team, passing than running. That's like across the league.
Yeah.
And the Bills were a team that had a great day passing the ball and not a great day handing the ball off. Felt like too many handoffs, too much on first down. We'll see what they do today. I'm looking for two things. One, first down run pass split. And two, and maybe more importantly right now to me, because I'm on two games in a row of this.
Yeah.
What do they do on second and four or less? They run the ball now on second and one. I want to see that change.
And they're one of the worst teams in the league.
If it's second and one,
and knowing
you can do anything on planet earth on second down, knowing that you have third and fourth to, if you want to, sneak Josh Allen forward on the tush push. Right. Like, it's second and one. When it's second and one, Joe Brady should be hitting the PlayStation button that says coach suggestions.
Yeah.
And it should be nothing but pass plays.
Four verts.
Four verts, play action.
Yeah.
There's improving the game plan for you, right? Improving the game plan. That's what I'd like to see out of the Bills.
Don't run it up the middle on second and one.
Yeah, do not hand it off.
In that those situations especially, there are numbers that basically point to the Bills are one of the worst teams in the league at that. That they always run it
under
on
Brady.
Second and short. Yeah. Even maybe Dorsey was a little too, but I think it might be worse under Brady. That's the spot you want to be taking a shot. And the Bills just never do it. They never do it on those second and short situations.
There's another down and distance that's a little bit, well, worth looking into over the course of a season, which is second and 10. Because that's a cardinal sin of running the ball as well, which you'll learn by digging into a lot of these numbers. We teased this segment, it was going to be a little numbers heavy, is that there are some running death downs. And if you pass it on first down, it's incomplete, and you are running on second down to try to get to third and manageable, that is bad news. You don't want to be doing that. Second and 10 is not a good rundown. So we'll see how often they do that.
Yeah, looking back at that Week 18 game. So that's Bills and Dolphins, and that's Joe Brady as the coordinator. That's in the middle of, hey, they've decided they're going to run the ball more.
And their offense was not particularly good in this game. They said for points.
For points, they weren't
good.
They
stalled out. Allen threw an interception.
Well,
he had a batted pass touchdown.
You want to hear what their drives were in this game? Because
yards.
This is how, man, like they moved. This has happened a couple times. This is how they lost to the Dolphins actually a couple years ago was, hey, they had no problem moving the ball. They just couldn't finish drives or they had turnovers because, like, listen how they start this game. 12 plays for 79 yards. It's a great drive, right? Interception. Then they follow up 6 plays for 54 yards. That's 10 yards per play. Interception. 7 plays for 75 yards. That's a touchdown. Then 10 plays for 73 yards. Clock ran out at the 1, end of half.
Right.
They scored 7 points. They had 4 drives that all went for more than 50 yards. Like, they did move the ball, but why did they move the ball in that game? I'm looking through it. They threw it. That game was maybe a different than the other Joe Brady games. Maybe not to a crazy extent. I wonder how many of Allen's 15 carries, which led the team, were designed versus scrambles.
15 carries.
He had 15 carries and 38 pass attempts.
Are there kneel downs there? Even so, 12 carries is a lot.
There might have been one. Okay. Might have been one at the end. But, yeah, 15 carries. Allen throws the ball 38 times in this game. He throws 359 yards, but that's the ball in his hands 53 times. And how many times James Cook get a carry in this game? 13. And then guess who had 7 carries in this game, by the way? I'd be impressed. I think you can get it, but I'd be impressed.
A Bills player that had 7 carries?
Another Bill that had 7 carries in that game. Allen 15, James Cook 13. Who had 7 carries in the finale last year?
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Not Ty Johnson?
Nope, he had one.
Oh, Latavius Murray?
Nope.
Okay, who?
Leonard Fournette.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Had seven carries in that game. Okay, so 20 carries to running backs. I guess it's not like they were all out, throw the ball all day, but it was more pass-heavy in that game. Again, let's say, I'll find it, but like we're 7 or 8 at least, maybe 10 of those Allen carries scrambles. Because if so, then you're approaching 45 to 50 pass attempts in that game when Joe Brady was the offensive coordinator, and they moved the ball all day.
Right. What happens if you trade 7 Leonard Fournette carries for 7 Josh Allen passes?
It'd be better.
Like,
be a lot better.
I think it's funny because there's two spots that I land on. One, I'm a little concerned about this passing game with their weapons and can they do it against good defenses, but at the same time, they have Josh Allen who's amazing, so I want them to pass it a lot more. Definitely a lot more than they did in the opener. You can't go 16 first down runs to 5 passes, which is what they did outside of that 2-minute drill. Okay, so I said we dig in some numbers this segment to get you ready. One more, Keon Coleman. One of the things about Coleman, the scouting report about Coleman was some believe he is best used in the slot. The Bills believe he can play on the outside. There are some that think he can play on the outside. So the questions about Coleman and his game, his growth, are, is he going to play on the outside? Well, 100% of his snaps against Arizona were on the outside. He had 0 slot snaps. 100% of his snaps on the outside. And he got the most targets and the most catches and the most yards on the team.
Yeah.
Now, everybody eats. How many games can you expect to win if your leading receiver has 51 yards in a game? I would think it's not that many. You're going to have bigger games from Coleman, Kincaid, Shakir. It's just going to happen. So how they deploy Coleman so far, no slot. All outside.
All on the outside.
And they made it work.
Last year, do you want to know how many times their leading receiver had less than 51 yards?
0.
Once.
Okay.
Diggs against Dallas.
Oh, because
they had 48.
Because
they threw the ball.
Allen completed 7 passes.
7 passes. He attempted 15 maybe less than that. So, and by the way, a lot of those games are non-Diggs games at the end. Like, all of the beginning are Diggs. But then, like, what's their leading receiver have in these other games? Shakir, 92. Diggs, 86. Davis, 56. Shakir, 115. Davis, 105. Cook, 83. Kincaid, 87. Shakir, 105. Like, Shakir, 105 in that last Dolphins game, by the way. They never spread it. Well, I shouldn't say that. They did spread it around, but their leading guy always ended up more than 51.
Yeah. 803-0550. Well, they're you know, run heavy. So, 1992, AFC Championship game. I just pulled it up. It's Bills-Dolphins. I'm watching it. And
yep.
I want to see how long it takes you to notice the thing that I think you're going to know. Yeah, Grandpa's going to take you back in time here.
All right, to 1992.
Yeah, okay.
Years before I was born.
This is the broadcast.
Specifically 3.
This is the broadcast.
Okay.
Bills
Dolphins. Nice little grainy SD stream here.
Sure, standard def. It's not that bad.
Standard def.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. All right. Jim Kelly has got 3rd and goal. They've got 5,000 tight ends on the field. And it's a Kenneth Davis run to the outside for a touchdown.
Touchdown. To make the score what?
He's doing a little dance. The score is... there's no score bug at all times here?
There's no score on the screen.
90s TV.
You can watch this entire game, and you have no idea what the score is.
No graphic that says, like,
nothing.
Touchdown with a little cartoon of Kenneth Davis there.
We used to live life watching football games, and if you just turned the game on...
Without the sound?
You needed to wait, like, 10 minutes to find out where in the game you were and what the score was.
Oh, that was the thing to notice, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no score bug. Yeah.
You don't know what...
I did notice it. I didn't even, like, yeah.
Like, oh, here's a handoff. What part of the game is this? I don't know. First quarter? Can't have no idea.
All right.
Can't tell you.
I mean, he's celebrating like they're not up, you know, 20 in the fourth quarter. I think.
Is it a touchdown to go up 2 touchdowns? To get within 2 touchdowns? Who knows?
That's amazing.
It makes me think... You can agree or disagree. Grandpa's ready to say... As the old guy. The score bug for sports is a bigger revolution than color television. Would you rather watch a game in black and white with a score bug or in color without one? You will not know the score of the game you're watching.
Mm.
How do you do that?
Right.
No Twitter. This, you're just watching the game. What, honey, what's the score? I don't know. I'll let you know in a few minutes. I got to wait for something.
It's like, I think it's like third quarter-ish. There were 7 minutes to go like 10 minutes ago. I don't know what that means for now.
Did the clock stop on that play? I don't know.
Yeah. How many timeouts do the Bills have left?
No idea.
That's one that I would really need. How many timeouts do you have left? I need that at all times for everybody.
Were people, I mean, I lived during this time. Were people at home with a stopwatch keeping a game clock? Honey, how much time? Like, I think we're about 3:45 to go by my clock. I've been clocking this.
Wait, did that clip have it and then it went away when the play started? Or just it was never there?
You actually got them to show third and goal. They did not show it on every play.
Do we see, like, what's on the play clock?
No.
Like, oh, time's running down here. Better get the snap off. Like, we have no idea?
Nothing.
So if there was a whistle with, like, play clock expired, it would just be a big surprise.
Yes.
That's wild. That is wild.
Right, like...
When did Scorebug start then?
I'll tell you this. You want to hear?
Because I'm the little box in the corner for CBS when I'm growing up. Like the little box in the top left. That's all I needed. But I had something.
Do you want to hear the wildest thing about Scorebugs? I can remember a time where they were new enough that there was a little bit of a debate from networks. I think it might have been NBC that thought, don't put the score on because if they can't see the score, they're more likely to watch the game a little longer. That was a actual thing that networks discussed. Maybe we shouldn't put it on the screen because people will stay and watch the game longer.
You're going to trick people into thinking the game's actually not. Guys, we don't want to let them know that it's 48-10.
Is it a close game? Is it a blowout? I have no idea. I've got to find out. Yeah, Scorebugs.
Wow.
803-0550. Sal, coming up, 8 o'clock. It's, of course... Game day, Bills Dolphins. Coming your way, 8:15 tonight. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Channel 7. It's here on WGR 550, of course. We've got all the games for you. And pointed out by many, it's on Twitch, too. If you have Twitch, that is a way to watch it without having Prime, I think. So anyway, good luck. Bills Dolphins tonight. The Dolphins wearing their throwbacks.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.